Our gospel today, Jesus cures 10 lepers and one comes back. You probably have heard that story many times, and you've also heard it in light of the priest telling you, this is a story about gratitude and how we're just not grateful for things that happen to us. I'm going to tell you today that this story is not about gratitude. This story is about the power of shame. First of all, in every gospel that you read, everything means something. So the number means something. 10. Why 10? Why not 5? Why not 6? Why not 7? In the Jewish readings, in Jewish scripture, 10 meant wholeness. Everything means the whole shebang. So why lepers? Why not blind people, deaf people, crippled people? Why is it lepers? Lepers were the outcast, I mean the complete outcast of society. They weren't the bottom of the totem pole. They were not on the totem pole in Jewish society. So now instead of a story of 10 people being cured and one coming back in gratitude, I want to tell you, you have a story of everyone having a terrible problem and Jesus offering forgiveness and salvation to everyone. It's a story about all of us. Leprosy was such a bad disease, it's even today that we see it. I mean, think about every movie that you ever saw with Jesus in it. The lepers were always like these people covered in all these bandages, like mummified people walking around, hiding. They were terrible. I remember the movie Ben-Hur, when his mother and his sister, and how even the stoutworthy, when they opened that door and they went, lepers, ah. It was going to be like you're going to see this totally disfigured thing coming out of the wall, you know, thing. Lepers were really, really outcast because of its contagiousness, but because it disfigured them as well. And in Moses' time, lepers were so outcast that if you and I were walking down a street and there was a leper there, the leper was supposed to be walking and saying, unclean, unclean, so that you wouldn't even come close to them. Imagine the humiliation if you were a leper. And also remember in Jesus' movies, what did the other people wear? They're not wearing shorts and tank tops. They're wearing clothes like I'm wearing. So people at Jesus' time, you maybe saw their hands, you maybe saw their feet because they had sandals on. If I was a time during Jesus, I'd have a big beard as a man. If I was a woman, I'd have a veil over my head at Jesus' time. So imagine for every 10 lepers, there was 100 people hiding lesions that they had, afraid that if they got cast as a leper, they're done. Moses' law was also that if you had a lesion on your body, you are to go to the priests, and they are to tell you whether you're a leper or not. They would determine your life. So people with psoriasis, people with eczema, they would hide it, I would imagine, because they don't want to be told that they're a leper, because then they're done. The rest of their lives are done. I remember myself, and what reminds me of this every time I look at it, was a time when I was a doctor, and I was working every other Saturday, so there weren't a lot of Saturdays where I could sleep a little bit longer. This was one of those Saturdays, and a little bit longer to me is a half an hour more than I normally do. Anyway, we had our dog named Uggs. He was named Uggs because he was so ugly. That's a true story. Well, I can tell you that someday. But Uggs was outside, and it was raining, and it was muddy outside. And here we had, you know, like a white comforter and everything else. And I'm laying in bed, and all of a sudden the door gets kicked open. Uggs comes running up, muddy feet all the way on the bed, comes, and he just touches me with his paw and his nail a little bit on the side of my face. I don't even think anything of it. And then all of a sudden, after about 4 or 5 days, it's a little bit swollen and a little bit red. And me being a good doctor, I treated myself. So what do doctors do when they have a rash that they don't know what it is? We'll give you some antibiotic cream. So I put antibiotic cream on for about 5 days. Doesn't get better. What do doctors give you? steroid cream. Let's try a steroid cream. So then I put that on for about, and it's getting bigger and bigger. It got as big as about the size of a silver dollar on my face. And I'm still going to work, and I'm like hiding it a little bit. People are wondering, what is that that's growing on your face? I finally figured out it was a fungal infection, because when he went outside and played in the ground, he got fungus on there. And I put 2 weeks of Lamisil, and it was gone. Thank goodness. But it reminds me how just that little thing, if I was in Jesus' time, first of all, I'd be a blind person because I can't see without my glasses. So I'd be standing there, and all of a sudden, I'd have this fungal rash on my face, and I would be a leper because I couldn't get rid of it in Jesus' time. It'd just keep growing and growing and just be like that. And I think about that all the time when I think of what Jesus said. Leprosy is the shame that comes with sin. Leprosy is the shame that comes with sin. So I want to ask you to think about the last time you felt shame. When was the last, and I won't ask you, did you ever, when was the last time you lied because you were embarrassed about what happened? When was the last time you denied something happened, just like little kids, who did this? I didn't do it. Standing right there, I didn't do it. When was the last time you denied something? When was the last time you threw somebody else under the bus? Let them take the responsibility, even though it was your fault. When was the last time you walked the other way when you saw somebody coming because they knew something about you that embarrassed you? I'm not going to talk to that person because I don't want to have to face that. When was the last time that happened in your life? The shame that comes with sin is leprosy. And in the beginning, when it's just a little bit of sin and a little bit of shame, we hide it. We can get by. We don't see that person that often. Nobody caught my lie. I was gossiping about somebody, but nobody knew it was me. We get away with it, but then it gets a little bit more and a little bit more until we can't face it anymore. And then all of a sudden, people say, that's a lie. You're a liar. You talk about other people. And all of a sudden, we're outcasts. We're outcasts to people, we're outcasts to ourselves. And we still hide in shame. And the biggest thing is we're hiding from that person right there. With our sin and our shame, we don't want to come to him to tell him what we did wrong because we're embarrassed about what we did. So today's story talks to us about Jesus healing not just the sin and forgiving your sin, but healing you of your shame. But before you can be healed, you need to admit it. You need to come with him. You can't just go to confession or you just can't ask God to forgive you and say, oh God, I got away with that one. That's not forgiveness. That's not gratitude. Forgiveness is asking you, say you're sorry, ask forgiveness, and change your hearts so that I'll be better. I'll try to be better. I won't let shame decide and have a power over me. Next time, if I lied to somebody, I'll say, I'm sorry I lied because I was ashamed. Or if I gossiped about someone, I'm sorry I talked about you. Or if you're talking and everybody's sitting around and they're all talking about somebody, say, hey, I'm trying not to gossip here. Let's talk about something else. Imagine the power of that compared to the power of shame that we all live under. So our story today is about a disease that we all have. It's called shame. And it's about gratitude and getting rid of that shame in our sin. Jesus gives us about a 10% chance. He says, well, about 1 out of 10 times you'll decide this really is a shameful thing and I'll give it up. Let's be that 1 out of 10. Let's decide to give up our shame and let's be really gracious and in gratitude for what we do. I'm telling you, gratitude is not just saying thank you. Gratitude is saying thank you and saying, I'll try not to do that again. And I will tell you, I was ashamed. That's what gratitude is, because that's when real healing can occur. That's when Jesus can come into you. That's when you can trust him more. That's when he can love him more. That's why you can get along with people more. When they see who you are and you just give it to them for all that you do. So I ask you, think about the power of shame in your lives. And the next time it comes up that you can lie or tell the truth, even if it's embarrassing, tell the truth. If there's talking, if people are talking about somebody, say, I'm not going to do that. And if you did something and you did it wrong and somebody says, well, I think somebody else did it, say, no, I did that. I'm sorry. And if there's someone that you haven't talked to for a while because you're embarrassed, if you run into them, say, hey, I'm sorry. I was embarrassed. I'm sorry. This is what I was embarrassed about. That's the power of shame, the power of sin, the power of forgiveness, and the power of love and trust in God.